Okay, so in the Mishnah, Daf Tedamon Aleph, so Matnitin Beit Shammai Yorim, Emo Lichin Hasula, Mishovach L'Shovach. Beit Shammai says that on Yontiv, when it's not allowed to take a Sulam, is the ladder, but in other words, the Shovach is the dovecote. That's where they're raising the birds. So I can't take my ladder from one dovecote to another dovecote. We don't know the reason yet, but it's going to come out that Beit Shammai is concerned that people who see me will think that I'm taking the ladder because I want to like plaster my roof. That's what Beit Shammai thinks. Okay, just one second. Beit Shammai remain molchino sil mishovach l'shovach. Aval matim echamol nechalom. But Beit Shammai says even though I can't go carrying it around, I could lean it. Now chalon chalon is like a little cubby hole. They have a little pigeon where you know, like in other words, like you have the dove cote is where all the birds are, and then they have like little rooms for all the different birds. You know, it's like so each it's like one room for each pair of birds. So each cologne is like the little hole or little compartment for the bird. So I could lean it over from one, you know, from one pigeonhole to another pigeonhole. But Mehil Matin, Mehil gives me a green light with all of that. Okay. That's what we're talking about. Right. Okay. All right, everybody good? Let's keep moving. Okay. I thought I said that, but it's okay. All right, Abe. Tough cookie. But okay, in other words, mocked here everything that Beit Shammai prohibits. Okay? All right, now it's clear. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, machloket b'rishut Rabim. Rav Chanan bar Ami says the machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is in Rishut Rabim, in the public domain. Beit Shammai Sabri Haroa Omer Lahatiyah Gago Hutzarit. Beit Shammai's concern is the type of Maridayim. Beit Shammai's concern that the viewer, the observer, who sees the person walking around the ladder, will think he's going to plaster his roof, which is a malacha bonam on Yantiv. He says, Beit Hillel Sabri Shovachom Ochiach La. Beit Hillel holds, now I don't know exactly how the ladders look differently, but there's a different ladder that you would use for the show. There's a Shovach ladder. And then there's a ladder, I guess you would use like for plastering the roof. And then this is, okay, but one time there's different ladders for different things. But Beit Hillel holds the fact that I'm walking around with the Shovach ladder, that's enough of a notice that people will see me. They realize I just want to get the birds. And again, I want the bird. The bird is lunch. I want the bird for Simchat Yantar. That's why I want the bird. So Shovachom Echilchalav. Abav Rishud Yachid, there'll be a komutar. So again, let's go slowly with this. So according to Rav Chanan bar Ami, The machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is the Rishut HaRabim. In Rishut HaYachid, everybody agrees that I could use it. So it means like this. So according to Beit Hillel, I could take the ladder, whether I'm the Rishut HaRabim or the Rishut HaYachid. I have a complete green light. According to Beit Shammai, I can only use the ladder in the Rishut HaYachid. I can't use it in the Rishut HaRabim. Okay, that's the way we understand the Mishnah so far. According to Beit Shammai. Everybody got it? Okay. Now, So let's take a look. If you look at the first wide line in Rashi downstairs, he says lahatiach shutachin gagotein batit. They would smear the roofs with tit, like with a plaster or a clay. Lafish lo yumashupa, and they weren't slanted roofs or flat roofs. Student come in tikkur aliyah. They're like the roof of the attic. Umishtamshim b'hem, they would use those roofs. Lafichach tachin otan, so they would plaster it. And they would somehow lean it in a way that the water would drain off. Okay. And they don't hold that's enough of a difference. In other words, Beit Hillel says the Shovach is mochiach la. Beit Shammai says, no, it's not. I'm concerned that what people will see and think. That's what they're saying. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ini, is this true? The way we're describing Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai is only concerned if I'm doing it in a public fashion, the Rishut HaRabim. If I'm doing the Rishut HaYachid, a private place, they're not concerned about it. So, Ini, is this true? Ba'amar Rav Yom HaRav, but Rav Yehuda said in Rav, Kol Makom Shasru Chachamim Nei Marta Ayin, Afilu B'Chadrei Chadarim Asur. Rav Yehuda says in Rav, wherever something's prohibited because of Maris Ayin, means I'm afraid we're on Tedam and Aleph, around 8 lines above where the bottom, okay? Wherever they say something is prohibited because of Marat Ayin, that even B'chadrei Chadarim is Asur, even in the most private place is prohibited. So if somebody's asked from Mar'ayin means I'm afraid, like people will think things, you know, when they'll suspect me of doing things. So even in the most private place, I'm not allowed to do it. So if somebody's asked from Mar'ayin, then I can't even do it in the privacy of my home. So that's a little bit of a stira. Now, let's look at the Rashi on this, on the fifth wide line in Rashi. So he says on the fifth wide line in Rashi, okay, Bekash Rav Ad Rav Chanan. So Rav Chanan is the one who gave this Hesber in the Mishnah. And so the Gemara is asking against Rav Chanan what Rav holds in a way that seems inconsistent with that Pshat. So the Gemara says, Ba'avogav de Rav Amorahu, even though Rav's an Amor, so I have one Amor, one Amor. So Rav can say his way, Rav Chanan say his way. So what type of Kash is that? Ba'avogav de Rav Amorahu, we do ask from Rav's statement. He was the Gadol Ador. He's the most preeminent scholar of his era. Chutz Mishmuel, except for Shmuel. So it's like, you know, you have Rabbi X and Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know what I mean? Like that type of thing. Okay, let me just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, and we'll go on. Okay, so try it with us. We're in Ted Amon Aleph. Yeah, I can't. I don't control the temperature, but this is it. Okay. All right. So Ted Amon Aleph. So again, we're discussing moving the ladder for a dovecote. Everything is birds and animals, Eshaya. So I'm glad you're here. So on Yontif. So the way we gave a pshat in the Mishnah. The Rav Chanan Bar Ami gave a pshat in the Mishnah. He said that there's my machloket if I'm moving ladder in a public place. So Beit Shammai says, I can't move it because the viewer will think that I'm doing construction on Yantar, and that's Marasayan. And Beit Hillel says, no, they won't think that because they'll see that I'm using the type of ladder that's like a Shobach ladder, and they'll recognize that ladder is a ladder that's used typically to get a bird. So they won't think I'm kind of plastered my roof, so they'll be okay. But in the Rishud Yachid, they both agree it's permissible. So it comes out, so Beit Hillel holds it permissible in the public, it's permissible in the private. That's fine with Beit Hillel. But Beit Shammai holds it's prohibited in public, but permissible in private. So we ask on this pshat from, or we ask against Rav Chanan, but Rav holds that I can't have something which is, you know, prohibited in public and permissible in private. If I can't, I'm not allowed to do it in public, I'm not allowed to do it in private either. Okay? It's a question against Rav Chanan's Hesber of the Mishnah, but within Beit Shammai, right? So Rav Chanan would say, Tanaihi, it's not a kasha. You're right, because machloka Tanaim. Tanaihi, the Tani, we learned the Brisa. Shokan Bechama, Velokinegra'am. This is talking a person, let's say, was walking on Shabbos and his clothes became sopping wet. And now he wants to, like, hang the clothes to dry. Like, we would say, you're hanging it from a clothesline. But he's like, Shokan Bechama, he's spreading it out in the sun. Velokinegra'am. So the Tanakama holds, I could leave it to dry if it's in a private place, but I can't leave it to dry in a public place because people see me hanging wet clothes, they'll think that I laundered clothes on Shabbos. This is talking about Shabbos, but the same thing would be by Yantip, but thinking that I did that on Yantip. That's the Tanakama. He says, then Rav Shimon, they ask her, they prohibit me from, you know, hanging out the clothes anywhere. Because it looks a real Marasayan. So Rav Chanan says, since it's Machloka Tanayim, so Inachinami Rav is like Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon, which is a halacha, that if something prohibited from Marasayan, you're not allowed to do it even in a private area. But since it's another Tana that holds the other way, so I'm entitled to interpret the Mishnah that way. All right, let me just wrap this up in another five lines, then we'll summarize, we'll take some more questions, okay? So that's the first derech, right? Now, Ikita Amri, others say that the conversation, the base medrash went differently. Ikita Amri, Amr Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Machloket B'Rishud Yachid. Rav Chanan Bar Ami said, the Machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is not B'Rishud Rabim, the way we explained it initially. The Machloket is B'Rishud Yachid, in the private domain. The Beit Shammai Itlehu D'Rav Yudam Rav. In this Ukimta, Beit Shammai holds from Rav Yudah the name of Rav. They hold that something is prohibited from Mar'ayin. I can't even do it in a most private place. So the chashash is really that somebody's going to see me and think that I'm doing construction on Yantiv. But since in the public place is a chashash, so in the private place I can't do it either. and Rabbi Yehudah, but Behil doesn't hold from Rabbi Yehudah to Rav. So in other words, they hold, I can't, according to this Ukemta, I can't carry it in a public place, but I could carry it in a private place, according to the way this is going. But the Rishut Rabim de Briyak Kol Asur. But the Rishut Rabim, everybody holds it prohibited. So let's go slowly with this. So in this Ukemta, so just what Ukemta means, the way we're setting it up. In other words, okay, so in this Ukemta, so Beit Shammai holds from the Rav. Beit Shammai holds that I can't carry it publicly, I can't carry it privately. That's an importance with Rav. Beit Shammai is on the same derech as Rav. But Beit Hillel holds, Beit Hillel is mechulik of Rav, right? Beit Hillel holds that I can't carry it publicly, but I could carry it privately. So Beit Hillel comes out the opposite of Rav, and Beit Shammai comes out on all fours with Rav. So the Gemara says, Lema Rav, the Amar ki Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, according to this, the way Rashi understands it, if this is the Pshat in the Mishnah, how could it be that Rav would paskin like Beit Shammai? In other words, we know the halacha always follows Beit Hillel. So assuming this would be the Pshat in the Mishnah, that Beit Shammai holds that you can't do it publicly, you can't do it privately. Beit Hillel says you can't do it publicly, but you could do it privately, means that Rav would really be saying his halacha according to Beit Shammai. If this is the Pshat in the Mishnah, Rav would be saying like Beit Shammai. But it's unlikely that Rav would say like Beit Shammai. So that's the kasha in this Ukimta against Rav Chanan. In other words, how can you explain that you're in your pshat in the Mishnah? It sounds like Rav was passing like Beit Shammai, but that doesn't make sense. Why would Rav passing like Beit Shammai? So the Gemara here says Tanayi. It's a machloket Tanayim. The Tanya Shopin Machama below Kenegra Am. This is the same price we did before. The Tanakama holds that you could do it privately, but not publicly. You hang the clothes to dry. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Ostrim. So Mimela, we could say then that Reb Chanan, let's see the Rashi in this, the last Rashi. Tanoihi Kolomar, Amar Lach Reb Chanan, this is 6 lines to the bottom in Rashi. Vaday Rav Sabar, David Hillel, Afilu Brishad Rav Nisharu, Upali Galai. So Reb Chanan will say, Rav will not explain the Mishnah the way I explained it. In other words, according to the second Ukemta, Rav will not agree with my explanation of the Mishnah. Rav would rather say that Beit Hillel holds that you can carry it publicly and carry it privately. That's the way Rav will explain the Mishnah. He says, Upali Galai, and Rav is mechulik with my hesber of the Mishnah. But I am within my rights to explain the Mishnah the way I did explain it, because I hold, like the Tana who says, the Amar Shokan Bechama, the late lady Rav. There's an opinion we saw that doesn't hold from Rav. A Tana that doesn't hold from Rav. He holds you can do it publicly, you can't do it privately. But who Tana Muki Beit Hillel Kvate? In other words, so the way I'm explaining the Mishnah, Beit Hillel holds like that Tana, which is holding like me. I don't hold from Rav Salaka. But there's a Tana who doesn't hold from Rav Salaka. There's a Tana who holds, I'm only prohibited from doing things in public and not in private. So that's the way I'm explaining the Mishnah. That's the way Beit Hillel holds it. He says, Lo Yitiro L'Shuriyatim. Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon disagree with Rav, and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon, they agree with Rav. Mukmei Shariyut to debate Hillel Demanitim, but Peter should Rav. Those the other Tanayim who are mechulak with that opinion, they'll learn the Mishnah differently. He says the Kasari Shova Kol Mokiach Rav. They'll say the way the first way we explain the Mishnah. Uvei Shammai Late Lehu Shova Kol Mokiach Rav. Asri Pid Lutzadrei Kadarim. All right, let's just go slowly with this, okay? And then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? And we'll get the main ideas, hopefully, from this whole thing. So the Mishnah, we were talking about the topic of carrying this ladder on Yontif. And the question is, do I have to be concerned that people will think I'm taking the ladder to plaster my roof? That's the issue. So we had two ways to understand the Mishnah, two ways to understand it. The first way we understood the Mishnah is the machloka between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is in Rishut HaRabim. There are in the Rishut HaRabim, in the public domain, Beit Hillel says, I have a green light to do it, and Beit Shammai says, not in the public domain. But in the Rishut HaYachid, in the private domain, they both agree that I could do it. So Beit Hillel holds I could do it publicly, I could do it privately. And Beit Hillel holds I could do it publicly, I could do it privately. To show bakom ofiyachalav. In other words, since it's the ladder, the dovecot ladder, that's enough of an advertisement. I'm not doing construction. And Beit Shammai is concerned, but Beit Shammai is only concerned publicly. So it would come out then. Now, Rav has a halacha, but I'm not allowed to do something publicly. I can't do it privately either. So it comes out, Beit Shammai would not shtim ois with Rav, but Beit Hillel would. That's the key. So Rav is going to be lined up with Beit Hillel, and indeed there is machloket tanaim about this, and Rav will concede there's a machloket tanaim. So Beit Shammai will be like the Tana, who holds that you could be machalik between public and private, but Rav holds not this way. Rav holds like the other Tana, which is like Rav Laz and Rav Shimon, who say that if it's public, it's prohibited in public, it's prohibited in private. Okay, that's the first way of learning. Then the second way we had of learning was, and this is again, according to Rav Chanan Bar Ami, the machloket is in the Rishuta Yachid. The machloket is in the private domain, where Beit Shammai says that I can't carry it in the private domain. And Beit Hillel says I could. But in the public domain, what's that? Right? He says, above Rishuta Rav, it's a very cool asur. And I explained it correctly. Okay, just wait a minute. Okay, if you have questions, comments, thoughts, just wait 1 minute, and then you can chime in, okay? So the Gemara says, so the second Ukimta is, the second Ukimta is that the Machloket is in the Rishuta Yachid. It's Machloket in Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, Rishuta Yachid. Beit Hillel holds that I could carry in the Rishuta Yachid. Beit Shammai says I can't. But the Rishuta Rav, they both agree I can't carry. So Ken comes out then that point to that way, Beit Hillel asks just carrying publicly and asks just carrying privately. So that would be Beit Shammai Rav says that way. So that would be in accordance with Rav. Rav, in other words, is all one way or the other way. So that would be in accordance with Rav. And then the other Beit Hillel would not be in accordance with Rav, because they would hold only publicly and not privately. So in the second Ukimta, Beit Hillel holds the way Beit Shammai did in the first Ukimta. In other words, in the second Ukimta, Beit Hillel holds, I can't do it publicly, but I could do it privately. They hold like Beit Shammai did in the first Ukimta. So Rav will not explain the Mishnah that way. Rav will not explain the Mishnah that way, because then his halakha would be like Beit Shammai, and Rav doesn't want to be lined up with Beit Shammai. He wants to hold like Beit Hillel. So Rav will be mechuluk with that, but Rav Chanan holds, I'm telling to explain it the way since machloka tanayim. All right, now let me just mention one thing. You know, this comes up halakha lemaisa. Let's say it's a rainy day, and I come home, and my clothes are sopping wet. So they say you shouldn't hang the clothes in the place that you normally hang it. Like, in other words, like, let's say I have a clothesline. I shouldn't hang my clothes on Shabbos to dry on a clothesline. That's this issue. I should hang the clothes in a place where I normally don't hang clothes to dry. In other words, if it's on a Shabbos or a Yontif, because otherwise it looks like I'm laundering the clothes. So, okay, now, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts, whether live or in the cyberware? I'll get questions live, and we'll take cyberware in a minute. What's up, Robert?
As to that last point.
One minute. Robert's asking a question. I'll come to you in a bit. Okay. Right. That's Rav's halacha. Rav holds if something is prohibited from Mar Sinai, then even if I'm like alone on an island by myself, I can't do it. So you could say one of two things. A, you could say that you don't know that nobody's there. You think nobody's there, but somebody could be there. That's one thing. And secondly, you could say it like maybe impacts the way I view things. In other words, it's I'm like sort of conducting myself in sort of like a hypocritical way. Maybe you could say like that. But the bottom line is one rule for both. One rule covers both. That's it. Probably
then you may do it. Well,
that's
the way
Brian and Bart is more fun. Right. Yeah, in other words, Abe is saying that if I start doing it privately, there'll be a carryover, I'll end up doing it publicly. Okay, that's also... No. Morris Ian says we're concerned what people will think, but in terms of withholding those standards, if I begin to do it privately, then I may end up doing it publicly. And then that would be the real Mar Sinai.
Yep. All right.
Okay, that's what Abe is saying. Okay, okay. Would you? We have another question. You, Yosef, what's up? No, Rav rejects the second version. Rav will not explain the mission. In other words, Behilah holds that it's permissible in public, permissible in private. Right, right. There's no Marasayan issue, but there would be a Marasayan issue that would be prohibited across the board. But he holds like Behilah because Behilah holds like him. But there's no Marasayan issue. Okay, now Fern, where's Fern? Fern?
The halakha lemaisa that you just mentioned at the tail end.
Right.
Where you shouldn't spread it, where people are going to see it. If you're in your house,
right,
and you come back sopping wet, and you're with people, and they see that you're sopping wet, can you spread it out?
No. In other words, you shouldn't hang it like where you hang your laundry. In other words, like you shouldn't hang it in the same place where your laundry. Let's say I put the clothes in the washing machine, and then I hang up clothes to dry. So I shouldn't put my wet clothes on Shabbos in the same place that I let them dry during the week, because that looks like, even if the people who came with you saw you got wet in the rain, but Marasayan doesn't matter. It means Marasayan is like absolute across the board. It doesn't matter. You know, that's similar to like being alone. In other words, I have to do something. I have to, you know, comport myself as if somebody is seeing me who, you know, doesn't know all the facts. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Aaron Moshe.
You know, I was going to say there's a difference between Chashayin.
Wait, you're breaking it up. Let's say again. There's a difference between
Chashad.
Right. That's the question. The difference between Chashad and Marasayan.
Marasayan. Marasayan means if I'm moving my ladder, they'll think maybe I could do my roof.
Okay, I think, all right. I can't hear every word you're saying, Aaron Moshe, but Aaron Moshe is raising a different issue. There's another concept in the Torah called chashad. That's chashad that people will think that I'm doing something wrong and Marasayan. So they're both like sort of sound similar. There is a difference between them. I need to review. All right, I'm going to move on. Okay. All right, everybody, mute themselves again. I'm moving on to the Gemara. Okay. All right. Now we're on Tetum Beis. Okay. Okay. The top line on Tetum Beis 9B. The top line. Okay. So it says Manitin Loki Haitana. So our Mishnah, whichever way we explain our Mishnah, there's clearly a machloket in the Mishnah between Behilah Beit Shammai about taking the ladder under certain circumstances and, you know, to the dove coat. So Manitin Loki Aitana, our Mishnah is not in accordance with the following Tana, who explains Machloket differently. The Tani, we learned the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Shimon Elazar said, Modim Beit Shammai and Hillel, Shemoni Chinu Asulam Yishobach L'shobach, that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agreeing that one can take the ladder from one dove coat to another dove coat. So clearly not like our Mishnah. Now, he doesn't clarify what type of ladder we're talking about. There's a ladder for the Shobach, and then you have a Sulam for the Aliyah. You have a Sulam to get to the upper story. So I'm going to explain it that it's the dove coat ladder. So in other words, Rav Shimon Elazar is saying, Beit Shammai will agree that I can move the dove coat ladder, the Sulam and Shobach, the Shobach and Shobach, the only machloket, can I put the ladder back in the place where it came from? Beit Shammai omrim ein machzirin. Beit Shammai says I can't put the ladder back. Beit Hillel says I could. Now, in terms of svar for this, so I spoke to Rav Yosef Blau today. He does daf yomi, but he's the mashgiach. Why you? He was explaining that why does Beit Shammai say I can't be machzirin? So it sounds like that he was saying it's because it's the tircha, and it's like, you know, not simchas yantiv to be busy moving the ladder. That's what he said. But show me remain machzirim. All right. Now, the bright.
There's no purpose about machzirim.
Right. Right, that's exactly right. Right, in other words, it's a tircha shen. It's tzarek. In other words, I don't need it for tzarek yantiv. All right, now, but the Braisa continues. I'm Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, "Bamentam amurim." Now, Rabbi Huda, we don't know this for sure, but it comes out in the end. He's explaining the Tanakhama. That is talking about the dovecote ladder. If it's the ladder that's used to go to the upper story, everybody agrees that is prohibited, even if I want to use it for the dovecote, because then a person who sees me will see, oh, he's using it because he wants to plaster the roof, or whatever. That's what they'll think. Okay, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Mateu me chalon lechalon. Now, again, this is not clear which ladder he's talking about, but in the Maskanas can come out, Rabbi Dosa holds that even if it's the dovecote ladder, the one that Tanakama was talking about, I can't move it from one dovecote to the other dovecote. I can slant it from one pigeonhole to another pigeonhole, but I can't lift it up and move it to another dovecote. Others say, which is usually Reb Meir, Mishum Rabbi Dosa Ah Medadinbo. So Achirim understands Rabbi Dosa slightly differently. The Rabbi Dosa didn't say Matehu, he was a little more liberal. He said that Af Medadin. Medadin is really like waddle, like young, you know, birds, like they're medade, they waddle. But it means that I could take the ladder in small increments and move it to the new dovecote. Okay, that's the way Rabbi Dosa says. Okay, so that's the Braisa. I explained this Braisa based on the Maskara of the Gemara, but we don't know at this point for sure what Shovach the Tanakam is talking about or what Rabbi Dosa is talking about. Yeah, what's up? So again, we had the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa said the Shovach ladder, I can't move it from Shovach to Shovach. I can only move from Chalon to Chalon. I can lean it from one pigeonhole to another pigeonhole. Acherim say that what Rabbi Dosa said is af medadinbo, that I could take it and move it substantially if I take it like how a bird waddles. In other words, I'll put like 1 foot here, 1 foot there, like slowly I'll move the ladder. Well, I'll be on with it from one shovach to another shovach. Okay, let's see the Rashi. The Tanakama is Reb Shimon Elazar, his version of Beit Shammai. Now, let's take a look at the Rashi, the third white line. Medadin bo ima chalon rachok ve'ein rosh shesu magia sham b'hatay medadin reklav shesu matmat. Yeah, he says right. He doesn't say. I didn't say right. He didn't say from shovach to shovach. He says from one chalon to another chalon. From one from the Rabbi Dosa, Achayrim's version of Rabbi Dosa doesn't say from one shovach to another shovach. He says, like the first one holds, I could just like lean it and I'll go to the other one. He says, no, I could even move it substantially to get to another chalon. Okay. All right. Let's take a look now further in the Gemara. All right. Now, the Gemara says, B'nei Rabbi Chiya nafuk l'kiryatcha. The sons of Rabbi Chiya, is also a gadol ador. The sons of Rabbi Chiya nafuk l'kiryatcha, they went to the villages. So Rashi says, why are they going to the villages? The first hour line. They went to the kfarim to check up on their fields. In other words, like business. They're going on a business trip. He says, he atu, when they came back from the business trip, Amar Luhu Avon, their father, Rabbi Chiya, said to them, Klumasa bal yerkam, did any halakhic matters come up on your trip? So Amru Lao, they said to him, Sulam bal yadenu behi tarnuhu. So Sulam Rashi explains that that moving a sulam shel aliyah to a shovach. In other words, we were asked, are you allowed to move, to take a sulam for an aliyah? In other words, not a shovach ladder, an attic ladder. Can I take the attic ladder and move it and use it on yantuk? That's what we were asked. And we said, yeah, you have a green light. Ditarnuhu. Okay, just a minute, please. Okay. So Amar Lahem, sort of, he said to his sons, Suva Sru Mashi Tartam, you gotta go and revoke your previous ruling, tell them it's Asur. He says, now the Gemara explains what they thought and what the father is thinking. Inu Savor, the B'nai Rabbi Chiya thought, Midka Amar Rabbi Yehuda Basulam Shel Aliyah Lo Pleying. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the fifth line from the top, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'amezmor Basulam Shel Shovach, that Behil and Beit Shammai will agree with the Sulam Shel Shovach. So Midika Amar Rabbi Yehuda Basulam Shel Aliyah Lo Pleging. He's about Basulam Shel Aliyah Lo Devrei Kol Asur. He says, but Rabbi Yehuda says everybody agrees that the attic ladder is prohibited to be moved. So Mechlal the Tanakama Savar Pleging. So we deduce from that the Tanakama holds that you are allowed to do Sulam Shel Aliyah. In other words, different way. When we do the Braisa on the fifth line, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I said Rabbi Yehuda was explaining the Tanakama. So he's just explaining the Tanakama, that the Tanakama means that a Sulam Shel Shovach, I can move from Shovach to Shovach. But they didn't understand the Braisa that way. They understood that there's a full-fledged machloket, that Reb Shimon and Lazar says that modem Beit Shammah and Beit Hillel should be a sulam shovach l'shovach, it's maybe about a sulam shel aliyah, that in other words, the attic ladder, I can move from shovach to shovach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't agree. I think it's only the shovach ladder. Okay, so let's see back. So he says, let me go back. So he says, so in Usav, where they, the sons of Rabbi Chiyah, thought, we become Rabbi Yehuda, but sulam shel aliyah lo pligi. He says, with a sulam aliyah, Rabbi Yehuda says that everybody is prohibited. So Tanakama holds there is a machloket with that, and meaning lahachzir. The Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel disagree with I can bring it back, but everybody agrees that I can use sulam shel aliyah. So that being the case, we said a sulam shel aliyah is fine. Belohi, but it's not true, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda tami the Tanakama come apart. Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Tanakama. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Barurim b'stum shel shovach." Not he's disagreeing with the Tanakama. He's explaining the Tanakama. Tanakama so he's shel shovach. Now, Mimai, how do I know that Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Tanakama and not disagreeing with him? Me the katani molichina suni shovach l'shovach, because Rabbi Yehuda says, because he says on line 2 and 3. We're going to move the sulam from shovach A to shovach B. That's what the way they describe it. The isal kadaita sulam shel aliyah pligi. If you would think the machlok between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai is the attic ladder, if you would think that that's the case, it wouldn't say moving the sulam from one shovach to another shovach. It would say that they agree that I could take the attic ladder and move it to a shovach. That's what they would say. So since it's a shovach to shovach, it's clear, this is the argument, that they're just talking about the shovach ladder. So it's clear then that the whole discussion is talking about a shovach ladder and the aliyah ladder is out the door. So Be'idach, the other opinion, mean the sons of Rabbi Chia, they nevertheless reasoned, in other words, I guess they were familiar with that svara, but they thought in contradistinction, Be'idach, Mikatani Sulam Shel Shovach, it doesn't say that they took a Sulam Shel Shovach, this is Mishovach to Shovach Katani, just moving a ladder from one Shovach to another Shovach, Vilukatama Shovachim. In other words, they thought the pshat is, it's a attic ladder, it's a Sulam Shel Aliyah. And when the Tanakama refers to Mishovach L'Shovach, meaning I could take the attic ladder, bring it to one Shovach, and then bring it to another Shovach. That's what they thought the Tanakama is saying. All right, let me repeat, okay, and then we'll go on, all right? All right, it's a fast day, it's the end of the day, so it's a little harder, everybody's, what? All right, let's go back. So, again, so the sons of Rebbe Chia, they go check out their fields, and then they're asked a question. Can we take the Sulam Shel Aliyah? Can we take an attic ladder and move it on Yantiv and take down a bird with it? That's what they asked. And they said, fine, Gei Gesuntahed, you're fine. You can do that. There's no problem with taking this Sulam Shel Aliyah. Nobody's going to think you're doing work on the plastering the roof. So the father said, you paskin incorrectly because it's not at all correct. In other words, you got to go tell them that's prohibited. So what did they think and what did the father think? So they thought, in the Braisa, first the Braisa begins with Rav Shimon Lazar describes Machlok between Beit Shammai and Hillel, and he doesn't say what type of sulam he's talking about. He says that they both agree to move a sulam from one Shovach to another Shovach. He doesn't say what type of sulam. Everybody agrees. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, what type of sulam are we talking about? A sulam shel Shovach, a dovecote ladder. So they thought that there's a machloket, that the Tanakama says, I can even use an attic ladder. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only a shovach ladder. So they paskin according to the Tanakama's version of the machloket, and they said, you can move the attic ladder. But the Gemara says it's not the correct, or the fathers have felt that that's not the correct shot, because the Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Tanakama, and nobody in the Braisa says you can move an attic ladder, and he's just explaining the Tanakama, and that it's a shel shovach. That's all he's doing, explaining it. And how can I prove that? because in the Hesber or in the Brisa on line 2 and 3, it refers to moving the ladder from one Shovach to another Shovach. So that the implication being, I start over the ladder that is at one Shovach, and then I bring it to another Shovach. That sounds like a Shovach ladder. But they felt that notwithstanding that, that the Derpshat is still has, you know, some life to it, because they interpreted it that it's an Aliyah ladder, but the Tana is teaching me I can take the Aliyah ladder and then not just bring it to Shovach A, but if I'm done with Shovach A, I can go bring it to Shovach B. I can keep going, and, you know, a lot of Shovachim with it. So that's what they thought. But the father said, no, you're wrong. You got to go say it's prohibited. All right, now, let's... No, that's what the father's saying. Because they understood the Braisa differently. All right, now, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Now, Okay. Now, let's just do the Ikadamri to the two dots, and we'll pause and digest. Okay? Now, Ikadamri, others say that the conversation of the Beis Medrash went differently. Amrulo, that they came, the sons of Rabbi Chi came back to the father, and they said, that we were asked, we look at Rashi, it's around the 10th or 15th down line of Rashi, above where we are, that there was an Aliyah ladder, but it had already been brought to the Shovach before Yontiv. And now on Yontiv, he just wants to slightly move it from one Chalon to another Chalon. That was the question. So Ikad Amri Amrulo, the son said, we were asked, can we move it a little bit, you know, like a few inches or whatever? And we said, okay. So Amar Lahem, the father said, Suba Asuma, she told him, go back and oster, which is always embarrassing if you're a rabbi, but, you know, go back and oster it. He says, Inu Sabur, now what was their thinking? My Asr Tanakama Kashar Rabbi Dosa. So in the second version, they had a different understanding of Rabbi Dosa. If you look at what Rabbi Dosa is, the eighth line from the top. So Rabbi Dosa Omer Mateu Me Chalon LeChalon. They thought that Rabbi Dosa is talking about the Aliyah ladder, the Aliyah, the Sulam Aliyah. They still see Aliyah. So the Tanakama, they understood the way everybody understood. Tanakama, everything's prohibited, and even the Aliyah ladder is prohibited. But when Rabbi Dosa said, Mateu me chalon lechalon, they interpreted as opening up a little crack for the Aliyah ladder. It was Mateu me chalon, it was the Tanakama permits the Shovach ladder, I can move from one Shovach to another Shovach. But the Aliyah ladder, not at all. And Rabbi Dosa says, you could tilt it from one chalon to another chalon. They interpreted that as talking about the Aliyah ladder. And so that's what we were matir. The Lohi, but the Gemara is not true. My Kashari Tanakama Ka'asa Rabbi Dosa. It's not true. When Rabbi Dosa said, Mateu, you can tilt it from one chalon to another chalon, he's going on what the Tanakama permitted. The Tanakama permitted the Shovach ladder. Rabbi Dosa says, even the Shovach ladder, you can't move from one chalon to another. You can just tilt it from one. You can't move from Shovach to Shovach. You could tilt it from one chalon to another chalon, even the Shovach ladder. Okay, good. Okay, now, in other words, I don't know. Like, you know, it's you know, if you tilt a little bit, you know, I don't know, like you lean a little bit here. Yeah, but it's talking about like not doing like, you know, it's like a couple of inches over, you know, work. Okay, any questions in the cyber wheel world? Okay, Fernie, you look upset today. Okay, now. All right, let me do a little bit of story before I close it on the end of the subject, because or maybe I'll wait for the story for the end. Okay. All right, we'll do story at the end. All right. Now, all right. Let me do the last piece of the Gemara, and then soon it will be time for Mincha. Okay. Now, So going back to the Mishnah, we had a machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. In whatever the fact pattern of the case is, there's a certain case where Beit Shammai says, I can't move the ladder from Shovach to Shovach. I could lean it from one chalon to another chalon, but Beit Hillel is not here. Beit Hillel says you can move the ladder. Okay? So the Gemara says, so on the one hand, I have this issue about moving the ladder, and we explained there's a question of Mar and Ayin, but why do I want to move the ladder? The only reason I move the ladder is because it's a Pesyantid. In other words, I wanted the bird, because I want to check the bird and have lunch on Yantid. That's why I want the bird. So checking the bird would contribute to my Simchas Yantid. And Agav Orcha, we saw this on today on Yantiv, that we had in the Gemara previously. I mentioned at the time, from the Gemara, it sounds like that Simchas Yantiv, you know, that a bird is shaykh with Simchas Yantiv. In other words, the Rambam Paskins, you need a four-legged animal for Simchas Yantiv. But from the Gemara, it seems clear that the Gemara refers to Simchas Yantiv with a bird. Okay, we'll talk about that if we have a chance. Okay, poultry. Okay, now. So the Gemara says, Alma Gabi Simchat Yantiv, Bechami Lechomari Holokula. So the Gemara thinks, so when it comes to Simchas Yantiv, Beit Shammai is more machmir, Beit Hillel is more mekel. Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel gives you a green light to go get the bird. Yeah, Ramini. Now this we pose a contradiction from our Mishnah to the Mishnah on Daf Beis. It says a shochet chayav oaf b'yamtiv. If a person shechs a chayav, which is the wild animal, or the oaf, the bird, on yantiv, Beit Shammai umrim yachpor b'deker v'yichasa. So remember, we explained the Gemara on yantiv that if somebody comes to Beis Din and says, "Can I shecht this bird or this chayav?" So Beit Shammai would say, if you have a decker that's in the, you have a spade that's in the ground, Beit Shammai would say, "Gay, you go shecht it, go shecht it." And we'll say, "No, don't shecht it." Beit Shammai said, "Don't shecht it unless you have the prepared the dirt ready to go forward with it." So in that Mishnah, so again, he wants to shecht the chayah or the oaf for Simchas Yantiv, but over there, Beit Hillel is more restrictive than Beit Shammai. So here, Beit Shammai is more restrictive in the Mishnah we just did on Tenem and Aleph, but on Daf Beis, Beit Shammai was more lenient. In other words, in terms of giving you the green light to do Simchas Yantiv. That's the ostensible stira. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefet Ashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says one of the Mishnayot has to be reversed. The Shita, one of the Mishnayot would have to be inverted to make them consistent. Now, the Machlok Rishonim, which Mishnah we would invert according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi learns we would invert our Mishnah with the Sulam. So it would come out then that Beit Shammai are the ones who permit you to move the ladder and Beit Hillel is more restrictive. But then Beit Shammai would be consistent. But others say it's the Mishnah on Daf Beis. Now, the Gemara says, Mimai, why is it necessary to invert in the Shita? Why do we assume that there is a Sira between the two Mishnayot? Dilma, Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beit Shammai Hatam, maybe when it comes, on Daf Beis, the issue is Kisui Dam, and our Mishnah, it's Mar Asayim. Those are the two issues. Dilma, Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beit Shammai Hatam, maybe on Daf Beis, Beit Shammai are Mekil. He says, Elahecha de'ika deker nowitz. In other words, there's a shovel that's in the ground. So, in other words, the issue is, do I have a problem with choresh? Do I have a problem with kochain? Do I have a problem with bona? And do I have a problem with muksa? So, Beit Shammai, for the reasons we went through previously, they hold if the deker is in the ground, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with choresh because it's in the ground and so it's already uprooted. And we said I don't have a problem with tochein or kotesh because we're talking about loose earth. And I don't have a problem making a guma because Rabbi Abba said that the guma is going to collapse and he doesn't want the guma. So Mela, it's malachish and shri l'gufa is good. Aval heichelek a deker now it's low. But where you don't have a deker now, it's so then Beit Shammai would say it's not allowed. It's just a halachic decision based on the fact pattern of that Mishnah. He says, Ve'in nami, when there's an alternative, Ad kan lo kamri Beit Hillel hakha, Beit Hillel in our Mishnah with the dove code, they give a green light to take the ladder, because they feel that since I'm using the ladder for the dove coat, that proves I'm not going to plaster my roof. He says, but over there, in other words, each one is a separate halakhic analysis. In other words, here I have halakhic issues, there I have halakhic issues. It's not a question, one person being more maker or machmir with Simchas Yantiv, is do I violate all these halakhot? And that's the analysis. So the Gemara wants to say there's not necessarily a stira between the two Mishnayot. You're right. In one Mishnah, you know, Beit Hillel is more Mekil, the other Mishnah, Beit Hillel is more Machmir, but it's based on the fact pattern, unique fact pattern of each Mishnah. Ela Ikashta, so rather, if Rabbi Yochanan said concerning two Mishnayot, Muchlef and Ashita, that we have to reverse the Shitot, Hakasha, he didn't ask it about this Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Beis, he asked it about different Mishnayot. Now this Mishnah is from tomorrow's daf. Beit Shammai Omrim Lo Yitol in Keninea Miba Odiyom. Now I want a bird and I want to eat the bird on Yantiv. So Beit Shammai holds, I can't take the bird on Yontiv unless I picked up the bird and designated it before Yontiv. Beit Shammai is concerned that, in other words, not enough to verbally designate the bird, say, this is lunch tomorrow. In other words, the bird animals are muksa. But if I'm designated for lunch, it's not muksa. So it's not enough, according to Beit Shammai, to verbally designate the bird. I have to pick up the bird and say, this bird is lunch. Why? So the Gemara is going to explain. Look at Rashi. He says, last Rashi, it's not enough to have the verbal statement. We're afraid that the next day, when he picks up the bird, let's say he just says, that bird over there is lunch. The next day he picks up the bird. Oh, this sweeper. I can't shut this bird. And then he's ending up doing like tirkut lot stricha on Yontif. So if I pick up the bird, I say, this bird is lunch. If I'm going to have karat, I'm going to have it right now. So Beit Shammai says, I have to pick up the bird. Beit Hillel says, no, I just stand up and I say, this bird and that bird, I'm going to take. Now we think that Beit Hillel is also concerned for Beit Shammai's rationale, we think. But Beit Hillel feels that Simchas Yontiv outweighs Beit Shammai's concern. In other words, Beit Shammai's concern, there might be a situation where they'll have Charata. But Hillel feels that, like, I have the Mr. Simchas Yontiv, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to come out more in terms of Simchas Yontiv. So on the second white line, Almud Gabi Simchas Yontiv, Beit Shammai L'Kobra, Beit Hillel L'Kobra. So it comes out that in terms of Simchas Yontiv, Beit Shammai is more machbir and Beit Hillel is more mekil, right, in terms of Simchas Yontiv. Rimini, so on this, on the Mishnah, tomorrow's daf, we pose a contradiction from the Mishnah on daf beis. Hashokhe chayav of yom tov. If a person shets a chay or an oaf on Yontiv, that, again, so Beit Shammai says, go ahead and do it, and you'll do, and as long as you have the spade in the ground, you're good. Hillel's not. So Beit Shammai is more mekil. So concerning that, Rabbi Yochanan Muklef and Ashita. Rabbi Yochanan says the Shita would have to be inverted. So the Gemara says again, but Dimaloi, maybe not. Maybe it's not a contradiction. Why? Over there, like we said before, it's unique to the halakhic situation. That phase, Beit Shammai just holds if you have a decker now, it's like a shovel in the ground, so it's not a problem. But if, without that, then what is a problem? Inami, in the alternative, over here, Beit Hillel holds, maybe not the way we said originally, that in terms of muksa, an oral designation is enough to take it away from muksa. Over there, again, it's a different issue. It's just a question, you know, it's just a question, you know, let's see where it's over there. It's just a question, you know, do I have a problem with full race? Do I have a problem with kotesh? You know, do I have everything else going with it? All right, so the Gemara is going to look for a different candidate with all those things. You know, I should have mentioned, there's one Rashi which is important. Let me get this Rashi. I'm sorry for not pointing out earlier. Let me see where the Rashi is. One minute. Yeah. If you look, it's 8 lines from the bottom on Tedum Days. This is in the earlier Ukimta, where we said that here Beit Hillel holds that the dovecote ladder proves that he's not doing melacha. Well, hatam lo, but by the decker with the kisui, we have a problem. Well, hatam lo, the gazri yishim katisha. The hillos goes there because of katisha, because of grinding. Dilman zimlin to buy katisha. So here the Gemara didn't spell this out earlier. In other words, we went through in the Gemara previously over Yontiv why Beit Shammai doesn't have a problem if the decker now it's in the ground. We didn't explain why is Beit Hillel hold, I do have a problem, I can't go forward with it. So we said that Beit Shammai held that none of the malach would apply, right? Koresh doesn't apply because they have the shovel on the ground. And we said that Kotesh doesn't apply because we're talking about loose earth, so it's not Kotesh. And Bona doesn't apply because of Rebbe Abba. But here, Beit Hillel is prohibited, so Rashi says Beit Hillel is concerned that sometimes there will be, even though it's loose earth, there will be a clump of dirt, and then you'll break it up. Okay, let me just do a story, and then it'll be it for today. Okay, 2 questions from Robert, then a quick story. Yo, what's up?
And what time is daf on Shabbos?
I don't know, but it probably 10 to 6 earlier than this week. Oh, with the Shabbos, it's an hour before Mincha. They think he's giving the Shabbos Kodesh Rosh between Mincha and Maariv.
With the Drasha.
So I think, I just look at the schedule.
Oh, so we're not affected.
Okay, what's up? Right. Yeah, then you wouldn't know. In other words, you have to designate which dove you want. In other words, that's not a smart way to do it. You'd have to find something that's distinctive. Like I want the bird that's got the black, stripe on the back or something like that. Then you've got a problem. You got a problem. You don't check that a bird. Okay, now. Right. Okay. But I'm saying the other one's the muksa. Okay, now. All right, let's take a look on this and then that'll be it. Now, we had about B'nai Rabbi Chiya who went out to the fields and the townspeople came to them to Paskin. So he's got a way to darshan this sugya out differently than we said before. So this is like Derech Drush. The Or P'nei Moshe Tzitzal explains in a gadda that appears in today's daf. When our Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya's son went to the town, it means they went out into the world for parnasa and sacrificed time normally reserved for study. So when it says B'nai Rabbi Chiya Napak L'Kiryata, the subtext is they're not in yeshiva, they're going out to the business world. Rabbi Chiya asked them if some mitzvah had come to their hand that they would justify their wasted time since they were not in dire need of money. He says, you don't need the money. What are you going out and doing the work? They responded, we came upon a ladder and we permitted it. They meant, in other words, he says, in other words, what was the Gemara? He says, we came upon the Sulam and Hitarnuhu. So he says, they meant that this world is like a ladder and that one should be upwardly mobile, even if it results in a little bitul Torah. As we came out of the ladder, we had an opportunity to better ourselves financially and we grabbed it. Because they were B'nai Torah, Rabbi Chiya chastised them. In their case, as long as their basic needs were met, he felt that they should go back and prohibit that which they allowed. And it was go back and ask for that which you permitted. In other words, you should have been studying. It's a tricky topic. It's a larger topic. But he says, the Chafetz Chaim Zitzal would say, people say time is money, but I say the opposite is true. Money is time. In order to make money, one must take time off from learning. And the purpose of life is to utilize the time to learn. Therefore, time is one's life. He says, in other words, for every amount of money I make, that's a certain amount of time that I could have done learning. So the more money I'm making, it's like that's the more time I could have diverted for learning. The Chafetz Chaim once came to visit the home of a close student and was taken aback by the decor. The floors were carpeted, and this was something of an extravagance. The gadol could barely restrain himself and cried out, I feel as though I'm treading on Dap in the Gemara. In other words, the carpeting, let's say, cost $10,000. But that took, 10 weeks to earn the money for the carpeting. That's all the dapim that the person could have been learning. So he feels like walking on the dapim of the Gemara. On another occasion, the Chafetz Chaim entered the house of a family member. When he noticed that there were new curtains hanging in the parlor, he said, I see many dapim of Gemara hanging on your windows. So that's the idea. Like everything is like, there's a trade-off in this world with everything. And with learning and money, it's a big trade. Yeah, I don't know about that. Okay. I'll see everybody. An easy fast. Nice having everyone. So I'll see you, Blinetter, on Shabbos. And then next week, we're at 8 o'clock. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. And Gemara Chatima Tova.